What is B2B sales and why do you need to know about it? If you've ever asked either of those questions, this is the show you're not going to want to miss. Also, at the end of the show, at the end of our time together today, I'm going to share the magic phrase that opens every door in business-to-business sales. Join me for this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hi, my name is Dave Lorenzo. I'm here every day with Insider Business Secrets. I share all the inside business strategy with you. And today, we're taking you inside B2B sales. That's right. I'm answering your question. Hey, Dave, what is B2B sales? I have five definitions, actually five segments of a big definition for you. But in defining B2B sales, I'm also going to help you get better at B2B sales. And at the end of our time together, I'm going to share one phrase, a magic phrase, one sentence that opens every door and one phrase that closes every deal. So if you're in B2B sales, you got to stay with me through this entire video. I've also got a free gift, a special gift for you just for joining me today. So let's dive right into the content. First and foremost, B2B sales is selling a product or a service to a business. Let's talk about consumer sales and let's talk about business sales. So you can sell, say, vacuum cleaners to people who have carpets that need to be cleaned. And if you're a vacuum cleaner salesperson and you go door to door and you sell those vacuums to houses, you're in business to consumer sales or B2C sales. If you sell furniture, you're in B2C sales. If you sell cars on a car lot at a car store, you're in B2C sales, business to consumer sales. If you're a realtor and you sell residential real estate, you're in business to consumer sales. Now, if you sell software that enables businesses to be more effective and efficient, you're in business to business sales. If you're like me and you sell professional services to businesses, so you're an attorney, you're an accountant, you're an architect, chances are you work with businesses and you also work with consumers. So you do both B2B sales and some B2C sales. In fact, you can take just about any product and sell it to businesses. We talked about vacuums and going door to door, selling them to consumers. What if you sold vacuums to hotels? Then you would be a business selling to other businesses and you'd be in B2B sales. What if you sold furniture to hotels or to apartment buildings for their lobby? Or what if you sold furniture for rental apartments and you were in the furniture wholesale business and you sold it to furniture rental companies? Well, then you'd be in B2B sales with a consumer-based product. So anytime you sell to businesses, you're doing B2B sales. And in just about every instance, you could be selling from your business to another business. So if you're selling a product or a service to a business, you're in B2B sales. Now, the second definition of B2B sales, the second thing you need to know about B2B sales is even though you're selling a service from your business to another business, you're still dealing with a person. I mentioned hotels, and if you sell anything to hotels, whether it's china, glass, and silver, or if it's vacuum cleaners, you're in B2B sales, but you're a person, and you're dealing with another person on the other end of the phone or across the table. If you're selling commercial real estate, it's you, the commercial realtor, selling a commercial property to a buyer. So it's business to business, but the buyer is still a person. If you're selling software to a huge company, let's say you work at Salesforce.com and you're selling your software solution to a huge sales team at IBM. And your goal is to have everybody at IBM using Salesforce. Well, you're probably dealing with the person who heads up the sales team at IBM, the person who heads up all of sales. You may be dealing with a procurement person at IBM as well. You're still selling to people. So it's important to remember that business-to-business sales is still person-to-person. You're not selling to a building. You're not selling to a sterile, non-dynamic entity. You're selling to someone who has feelings, and you still need to make an emotional connection with that person. It's so important for me to stress this to you because B2B sales is still person to person. Making that emotional connection, developing that relationship, leveraging your consultative sales skills that you're learning here on this channel is essential, even in B2B sales. All right, the third definition, the third step in our B2B sales process is focusing on return on investment. B2B sales must center around return on investment. So if you're selling something to someone in a business, they're gonna wanna know what that return on investment looks like. So you make the emotional connection, you establish a relationship with the person on the other side of the table, and then you have to demonstrate a financial return on investment. What does that mean? If they pay a dollar for your product has to help them make $2 so they get a 100% return on their investment. In my business, I help people improve their business development skills. So if you brought me in to work with your sales team and I charged you $10,000, your sales team would produce $100,000 in new revenue as a result of our work together, and I would have provided you with a 10 times return on your investment. That ROI is critical. That return on investment is critical, and everything you do in B2B sales has to have some sort of return on investment attached to it. Now, the fourth step, fourth definition of B2B sales is the three ways you can provide that return on investment. You're gonna wanna write this down. Ready? The first way you can provide a return on investment is by helping the company that you're working with make money. That's the biggest way I provide a return on investment. I teach people how to grow relationships, and that relationship growth leads to sales growth. The sales growth leads to more profit. That's where the return on investment comes in. I help people make more money. You can do that too. The second way you can demonstrate a return on investment is by helping people save money. If your solution is more efficient than the solution they're currently using, you can help people save money. If your solution gets the return on investment quicker, you can help people save money. Helping people save money is the second way to demonstrate a return on investment. The third way to demonstrate a return on investment is by reducing the risk associated with something. I'll give you a great example of this. If you're an event management company and your client comes to you and your client says, I want to do a golf outing, you say, great, I can help you with everything. I can get sponsors for every hole. We can get people to donate all kinds of prizes, and we can do a contest for a car if somebody gets a hole in one. If somebody gets a hole in one on the 17th hole, they will win a brand new car. Your client's gonna say, oh my gosh, I can't afford to buy a brand new car for someone. You say, don't worry about it. I'm going to reduce your risk by taking out insurance. We can get insurance for that hole-in-one contest, and if somebody gets a hole-in-one on the 17th hole, the insurance will pay for the car. All you need to do is pay the premium on the insurance before the event. You just helped your client reduce risk. You're in the business-to-business of performing events or putting on events, and in the essence of saving them from having to buy a new car if somebody gets that hole-in-one, which is going to be a big draw for people to enter the golf tournament, you've created a risk-free way for them to provide a car. All they have to do is pay a small insurance premium. You've reduced their risk. Make money, save money, reduce risk. That's how you demonstrate a return on investment of your services in B2B sales. The fifth element of B2B sales, the fifth definition of B2B sales, is creating a decision process that makes it easy for people to do business with you. So the decision process in B2B sales can be complicated. You need to make it easy. And here's how you make it easy. I've got a free gift for you that will make it super easy. All you need to do is create a system that attracts clients to you like a magnet and helps you convert them from suspects to prospects, from prospects to clients, from clients to repeat clients with deep financial relationships with you. How do you do this? I have a system already set to go. You can steal my system. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com, that website, revenueroadmapguide.com. You can find a link to it in the description of this video. When you go to that page, you'll enter your name and your contact info. Once you do that, you can download my entire system. There's a questionnaire at the end. You can customize it to you and your business. In B2B sales, it's a no-brainer. That's what this system was developed for. Download it now, use that system, and you can shorten the decision process and help people choose your services easily and more frequently. All right, now we're at the point in our conversation today where I promised you the one phrase that would open every door and close every deal. So here's how this works. You're in a B2B selling situation. You're sitting across the desk from someone, you're sitting across a conference table from someone, or you may be walking through a showroom with someone. And you say to them, "Mr. Smith, you invited me over here to solve a specific problem. What problem is it that you'd like me to solve?" They tell you and you say, "Oh, I can do that. Would you like some help with that?" And they say, "Sure." And you say, "Okay, before we talk about specifics to the solution, let me ask you, solving this problem, how is this going to impact you personally?" Or better yet, when they raise the issue with you, "Mr. Smith, why did you invite me over here today?" "Oh, you see, Dave, we're hemorrhaging employees. We have a 50% turnover rate every 6 months. We need to lower that turnover. I'd like you to come in and do an assessment of my business and determine how we can reduce the turnover." "Okay, Mr. Smith, that's easy. I can absolutely do that for you. I do it all the time. But tell me, this turnover problem, I know it's impacting your business. It's costing you a lot of money. What's it costing you in the business?" And he'll tell you, "Oh, it's costing you $1 million a year. Wow, that's a lot of money. Mr. Smith, how is this impacting you personally? I know it's hurting the company, but how is this hurting you? How is this impacting you personally?" Now, why is this phrase a magic phrase that opens the door and that closes the deal? When you ask this phrase, "How is this impacting you personally?" When you ask this at the beginning of an interaction with a client, it demonstrates to them that you care about them and you're interested in a personal relationship with them. If you ask this toward the end, after you've demonstrated the ROI, and you say, "Listen, I can solve this problem. We can probably provide you with a 10 times return on your investment. So for $10,000, you'll get $100,000 back." They say, "That's great. Mr. Smith, let me ask you, when this works out and you receive that return on investment, how will it impact you personally?" So what will happen is the person will say, "Hey, I'll get promoted," or, "Listen, it's a big problem. You'll take it off my plate. My boss will be thrilled." When you talk about how this will impact the other person personally, you're developing a relationship. And even though you're in a business-to-business environment, you're still working person-to-person. So of all the stuff we covered about B2B sales in this show, that's the most important thing. That key phrase, "How will this impact you personally?" is going to change the way you sell. It's going to change the way you relate to your prospects moving forward. If you'd like more great information just like this, scroll down and watch the next video that's coming in right below me right now. It's right there. Go ahead, scroll down, click on that video right there. I'll see you in the next video.